suppose the question we look at and we have to ask in Donegal is going back to, did we need a change of a manager last year? When the 40 years done and the decision was made, you know, the clubs weren't, there was a decision made, but was it by the executive that they were going to put it to the clubs? Clubs didn't get much time to make that decision. And when you analyse the whole thing, Oisín, looking at it now, you know, I think you look at it all, I think, you know, we didn't get a lift this year at all. We didn't have a good performance. We're lucky to stay in Division 1. And it's been all round disappointing. And, you know, we'll look back at it. Maybe a change of a manager after the, you know, same management been there for 4 years. Might have given the whole thing a lift that we needed in Donegal. Because at the minute, it's hard enough to manage for 3 years, not alone to manage a team for 4 years. And just thinking, look back, and I think the club should have been given at that time more respect, Oisín, and allowed more time to look for the managers or get their nominations in the time they were given. And really probably looking at whoever made the decision, you'd think that it's kind of half backfired on them the way we've seen it, you know. And it, I mean, that's it all over, you know, the end of it now. And it's going to be very, very hard to, it's just hard to, it's going to be hard, you know. We didn't recover from the Ulster final, and it's going to be very hard. This is a big one. Now you can say next year's another year. What's going to happen? The management have another year left, haven't they? They've got it for 2 years. They've another year left on it and everything else. But so disappointing, the Ulster final, and it's been worse. And suppose, as you said, we've had a couple of bad days, Donegal people, and Clonus.
Yeah, but a couple of bad days in Clonus, and we've had three bad days on the Donegal front this year alone, with this defeat today, the Ulster final defeat to Derry, and the ladies' defeat as well, at the hands of Armagh several weeks ago. Full-time score here in Clonus is Armagh 3-17, Donegal 16 points. So in the end, a 10-point victory in the end for Armagh. Rian O'Neill, without doubt, the star man for the Orchard County, as he kicked 1-7 off that total. Stephen Sheridan and Rory Grugan were the other players who got the goals for Armagh. The first of those came in the opening 15 seconds of the tie, as Armagh hit the front early. But right up to the 21st minute, Donegal were 4 points in front. They were leading 9 points to 1-2 at that stage in the game. They had six different scores, and Michael Murphy had 3 points. But from the 21st minute to the 39th minute, Armagh took control of this game. Rian O'Neill scored a penalty, and there was also 6 points scored in that period as well by Armagh, as they led 2-8 to 9 points. Michael Murphy did score 4 minutes into additional time at the end of the first half to bring it back to 2-8 to 10 points. That's how it was sitting at the break. It was a 4-point advantage, and we were hoping the Donegal would come out of the blocks really, really quick at the start of the second half. But that wasn't the case. The opening 5 points of the second half all came from Armagh, four of which were from play, the other was from a free. And really, after that, there was only going to be one winner in this tie. And over the entire game, Martin, Armagh deserving winners.
Yeah, totally, you know, they're deserving winners. And we wish them well, you know, them and Derry now go forward to represent Ulster. And we wish them well in the draw tomorrow morning. It'll make a big difference. See, Derry now can meet anybody, because they couldn't meet Donegal. Galway can't meet Mayo, and Kerry can't meet Cork. But I just think, looking at Oisín, disappointing day for Donegal.
Yeah, disappointing day for Donegal as they crash out of the championship at the second round stage of the All-Ireland qualifiers, losing out today 3-17 to 16 points was the final score there. All the Armagh supporters in their orange and white are on the pitch at the moment. Rian O'Neill is down speaking to the television. He's going to accept his Man of the Match award, and he's surrounded by Armagh supporters as well. So congratulations to them. They go to the next stage. Yep. But Donegal have a bit of thinking to do, Martin.
Yeah, a lot of thinking to do, I think, all round. I think that looking at it is that, you know, it's very hard to beat a team. You know, to beat them, was it three times in a short period of time? I think we beat them way back in 1982 or something. We met them in a McKenna Cup game, and we drew with them, and then we beat them, and then we beat them, and then we beat them in the championship. Look, you know, it was very hard to do it. Like, Galway found out this year with Roscommon, you know, they weren't able to do it. You know, Roscommon won the two games, and then Galway were beaten that day. So I think looking at it, it's very, very hard, and it's very difficult to do that there in a short period of time. But it's so disappointing, just the whole thing. And as I said, I just saw Pádraig McShay go down there, and I know he wrote an article people were talking about after the Ulster final, but a lot of people saying he told the truth. It was a tough article he wrote and everything else, that he told the truth and everything else. I think that looking at it, you know, we have to look at the whole thing from our own situation in Donegal and everything else. Just, I mean, our underage structure seems to be going well, our development squads seems to be going well, and this is going to be a hard one, a very hard one to come back from. You know, we have a big management team there. We have a big backroom team and everything else, and a management team. And, you know, we look at it and we analyse the whole thing, is that, you know, you can say maybe a couple of referee indecision went against it today and everything else. But all I know is that I know days like these, and they're tough days to come back from. And some of them older Donegal players have a lot of mileage in the legs, you know, and a lot of work coming in and everything else. I mean, there'll be a lot of talk. Will Declan Bonner step down as manager or not? After this or not, I don't know what he'd do, but it's going to be very hard for that same management team to lift that bunch of players again. I think when we look at it, you know, if you analyse the whole thing, it's someone we definitely, as a county board and people and the clubs and everything else, sit down and take a good look at it and everything else. Look, we were close to Tyrone, you know, in the minors and in the, you know, the under 20. So there's players coming through and everything else, and there are a lot of younger players there, but you saw it today and we thought, you know, there's a fear in these Donegal players. There's a fear in them. You see a situation where there's a fear in them. Fear in them to go forward there against Derry the last day. Fear to punish on, and we're, you know, doing different things. And we're making the same mistakes. We didn't learn from the kickouts in the Ulster final. We gave away the two kickouts today that turned the whole game. We didn't learn from who we want to get on the ball. We have big men out the field to win them balls and everything else. So disappointing. It's been disappointing all round. Donegal personally. You know, it's a lame way to go out, and yeah, just the whole thing. I don't know where it's gone, but I just think I go back to what I said to you before. I think the club should have been given a better chance last year when they had, you know, when the thing came up with the clubs and everything else. I just thought they should have been given, in my opinion, a better chance and more time. If the fact that the executive didn't make a decision to reappoint the management team and then it was sent to the clubs should have been given more time. That's my own personal opinion. I think most people in Donegal would agree with me, and I think most clubs would agree that they weren't given enough time there. And I think that whole thing, it carried on from that there. And, you know, now, so, like, look at the crowd. Nobody up here today, Oisín. We have nobody here to support the team. This is probably one of the worst supported days we've ever had in Donegal with the amount of tickets. It's all Armagh, and there's not many Donegal. And so disappointing for the very genuine Donegal supporters to keep going and everything else, and people and up and everything else. And it's disappointing now. And I know we have plenty of time to regroup, and there's a club championship coming up and everything else. And, you know, some of the results in Donegal, even a club football, you know, haven't been great either. And, you know, we're looking at, you know, a lot of, you know, player, you know, player behind the ball. Just maybe need to change our whole structure, our whole culture, everything what we're about and everything else in Donegal. People tell you we have the footballers. Are we getting the best out of them? You know, are we getting the best out of a good footballers? You'd have to say no. And looking at the last couple of days, you'd have to think no. We can't depend on Michael Murphy doing every game for us. You know, with age, we're going to, you know, need other players, and that's the disappointing thing. What happens after this, Oisín? I don't know, but it's going to be, I have to say, it's going to be tough back for them players. A lot of them, are they going to put in the same effort and same commitment they've put in this last 4 or 5 years? You know, and we've had a lot of disappointments, and we've had two big ones this year against two teams probably should have beaten both of them. If you analyse it, we showed what we could do against Armagh and Balbofey. We should have beaten Derry, there's no doubt about it. And then analyse the day, you know, at a stage of the day with the game, we're right on top, everything going right, and we make silly mistakes that I think should be worked at on a training field and everything else. We're working on what we're going to do and who we're going to get short kickouts to and who do we not want to give short kickouts to, and work on that there. So look, at we can take a big referee indecision, definitely a bearing on it, but so it's disappointing now, the whole thing, I'd have to say, from a Donegal person.
Okay, Martin McHugh, thanks for joining us today on CoCom. That's the thoughts of Martin McHugh as another season comes to a bitterly disappointing end for Donegal. We've made our exit from the All-Ireland Series at the first hurdle, losing out in the qualifiers today against Armagh. Final score again, 3-17 to Armagh, 16 points to Donegal. The journey ends in 2022 for Donegal.